Let us now take a look at what's happened in the world of entertainment, shall we? I do not watch Dancing with the Stars, but a family member does and was fascinated by this season. Thought that the girl that won it, Amber Riley, she's from Glee, did a great job the whole way through. But the fun thing to follow was Bill Ingvall. Apparently, Bill Ingvall made it to the Final Four, and he was not a very good dancer, but the fan voting kept him in. Every time that it looked like he was heading out, his fans would rally and keep him in. So congratulations to Mr. Bill Ingvall for hanging in there. But, yeah, the big winner, of course, was Amber Riley. All right, so Billy Joel has been out of the spotlight for a very long time. As you know, he had some alcohol issues. He crashed a couple cars, and just generally his life was a mess for a while, which to me was a shame. I thought Billy Joel was an awesome performer.
I liked him, too. You would drink, too, if you screwed up the Christie Brinkley thing. You know?
I think I have to go along with you. Yeah, it's like, I did what? Wait a minute, where? Who? Sometime on Tuesday, Billy Joel will be holding a press conference at Madison Square Garden to make a, quote, exclusive and historic announcement. But there's no word on exactly what that might be.
He's going on tour again, and he's going to play Madison Square Garden on New Year's Eve. That's what I read.
Okay. But is that the big event that he's supposed to be making an announcement on Tuesday? Not today, Tuesday, and a historic announcement.
He's announcing that his new liver is holding up fine.
The liver transplant.
Well, he hasn't been on tour for a while. He gave up touring, and
life's been kind of dark for Billy Joel the last couple of years.
Yeah, yeah, not as bad as Mel Gibson. You think Mel Gibson's going to make a comeback, or is he done? Did he just flame out at the end of his usefulness? Because he's a little old in the tooth, a little long in the tooth.
He got a role in some movie.
Yeah, but it was.
You mean he's not going to be as big a star as he once was?
Yeah, I mean, come on. I mean, when What Women Want, that was a monster hit for him. And
that's the movie you choose of all of his movies?
Well, no, listen. There was Braveheart, where he won a lot of Academy Awards and so forth.
The Patriot.
That was okay. But What Women Want.
The Mad Max movies.
Well, that was early in his career. That doesn't count.
That doesn't count?
No.
Well, those are the movies that made him a star.
He may be more of a producer-director type at this point than actually doing stuff in front of the camera.
Yeah, that may be his...
The crazy Lethal Weapon movies.
Yeah. All of them not exactly all that great. All right, let's talk. Let's just run down what's happened. You probably talked about this yesterday. Justin Bieber got into a little trouble. He asked a hotel, and this is kind of interesting. He asked a hotel if he could tag a wall that is outside of the hotel, spray paint some graffiti on there. And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, go right ahead.
Really?
Yeah.
How's that okay?
Well, it's their
because
wall.
Then they can advertise that Justin Bieber stayed here and sprayed our wall.
Yeah, it's like George Washington slept here and Justin Bieber slept here?
Yeah, but the graffiti that he posts is all cartoonish and really idiotic looking. It's nothing artistic. It's nothing...
Well, that's in the eye of the beholder.
No, look at this. Look at the pictures here. They're cartoons. It looks like a green SpongeBob with who knows.
Could you draw that on a wall with spray paint? I couldn't. Could you?
No, I'm not saying that it's better than what I can do. It's very much better than what I can do. But as far as something that the city wants to have up, it looks like garbage. So the city contacted me and said, yeah, by the way, you got to come clean this up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got to come clean this up because we didn't say you could do this. This is public property. The wall faces the city. The wall may be owned by the hotel, but the outside of the wall faces public property. And they said, you got to come clean this off or... You can do a free.
Well, wait a minute now. As long as it's not obscene, how can the city
it's pollution.
Eye pollution?
It's eye pollution.
It's in the eye of the beholder.
It's aesthetically unpleasing.
It is aesthetically unpleasing. I'm looking at it now.
It's horrible. It's just horrible. Of course, Of course, Captain Apathy over here thinks it's awesome.
I mean, if you owned the house across the street and someone did this to, say, a fence or a wall that they, you'd tell your neighbor. What
All
the
right,
heck?
If this hotel put up a big advertisement on the side of it, what's the difference?
I think I would go in the middle of the night and whitewash it. Just roll her with a whitewash. Remember, we talked about Conrad Murray talking about Michael Jackson and.
handling the equipment, yeah, so to speak.
Well, now the family, the Michael Jackson estate, has issued a cease and desist order to Dr. Conrad Murray, saying for him to shut his pie hole or they're going to sue him.
I think they're right. A doctor's patient-client responsibilities, yeah, extend beyond when that client actually dies.
Right. And that's exactly what they're quoting. They're saying this is just ridiculous.
I'm not sure that's true, is it? On all the cop shows, they always say, you can tell us now because the person is dead.
Well, the cease and desist letter came from estate lawyer Howard Weitzman. It says, quote, your recent comments to the media about Mr. Jackson's medical treatment and ultimate death shamefully violate the physician-patient privilege under California law. So there's that. Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade stood up against the animal rights nut jobs and allowed the SeaWorld killer whale float to go through unhinged.
Again, it's,
and unabashed.
It's not an actual animal that's in the parade.
It's just a float.
It's a float of an animal.
Yeah, it's just a float. But what the animal rights activists, specifically PETA, they don't like SeaWorld. They think SeaWorld keeps, you know, is mean to the animals. And it's like, really? No, they're not. They do it. They take very, very good care of those animals.
You know, the animal rights people can be quiet for a while now, because I read the expose just a couple of days ago, mm-hmm, about, you know, at the end of the movies, no animals were harmed in the making of this movie. And that's an absolute scam.
Yeah, there's a lot of animals that do get hurt.
The Hollywood Reporter did a whole thing on People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Yeah. They're funded by the movie industry, and they assist in covering up animal accidents that happen on set.
So why aren't they yelling and screaming about that? That's where there's some real problems, not at SeaWorld, but it's because that's where their money chain is from.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Including cases where producers, including Steven Spielberg, who's, yeah, done a couple of horse movies,
War Horse,
have requested the person that they want to monitor the action on set. And if they didn't like the person they sent over, said, no, send over the one who's our friend, please.
No, this one I can give them a couple tickets to Lakers games or something, and they'll go away. All right, and Aaron Hernandez is back in the news. Aaron Hernandez, as you remember, is the New England Patriots former player who's behind bars awaiting trial for murder. He spent Thanksgiving Day in jail. What do you think Aaron Hernandez got for his Thanksgiving Day meal?
Some kind of mush,
yeah,
bologna.
That's what he deserves. 5 ounces of turkey, a scoop of mashed potatoes, mixed vegetables, fruit punch, and for dessert, pumpkin bread. Now here's,
well, as long as all of the prisoners in that facility got the same thing.
I think so. However, he could not watch any football. None of the prisoners were allowed to watch football yesterday. There you go. Don't kill people, and you don't have to worry about missing the game. There it is. That's the entertainment news. When we come back, we've got a good musical stumper today.
Mm-hmm.
All right, he says, with a mouthful of coffee. Musical stumper, the way back in the day machine, and, of course, birthdays coming up for you.
Black Friday is all about shopping. I know that. Now. I did not know that on Friday. So I'd like to extend sincere apologies to everyone at my neighborhood Walmart who may have been offended by my wrongful interpretation of what Black Friday means. You see, I am a Christmas originalist. I believe in Sinterklaas, the traditional Dutch patron saint of Amsterdam children and sailors, who on Christmas morning fills the wooden shoes of good children with fruit and nuts, and who has a helper named Zwarte Piet, or Black Peter, a mischievous Moor who kidnaps naughty children and takes them away to Spain in a sack. You know, Christmas. So naturally, I thought Black Friday was when everyone puts on blackface and steals children from Walmart. Again, my apologies. Honest mistake.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.